just letting our bodies relax into the spaces that they are in. Keeping a level of surrender and level of release happening. We also call in around about us, anchored into the north, south, east and west around about us, our tipuna, our ancestors, our kaitiaki, our marikura, feminine celestial beings, our whatukura, masculine celestial beings, our apakura, the guardians of the different heavens, beyond these heavens that we're weaving with at the moment, to keep us safe today as we do some really deep cleansing and healing. We honour all the lands, the Turunga Waiwai, these places that we stand, that we call home, that have been homes in the past. And we call forth the land to release any old fears, any old doubts, any old anxieties that are placed in this lifetime or any other lifetime interdimensionally, so that we can cleanse and enter further into the heavens safely today. We ask that anything at all that needs to be cleared throughout our whakapapa, that that's also done. As we breathe deeply, on this day of the woman, we'll breathe deeply into our yoni, down into our vagina area, asking any perceptions of what it is to be a woman to cleanse. We'll breathe up a little higher to our pōmanawa, our bowl of light. And in that space, we will ask that any energies we're holding or any responsibility for others that we're holding that's not ours to carry in our belly, we ask that that releases fully, wrapping it up, shipping it out, moving it on. And breathing up into our ahitapu, our solar plexus area. We ask that anything around our identity that's ready to shift fully, that is no longer ours to carry, that's been programmed with, spoken against us in this or any other lifetimes, or through our family line that we inherited in our cells and our blood and our DNA, we ask that that cleanses and clears. And breathing into our heart, we ask any time where we've not taken a step from our karaputuru, our tohu, our trust, our seeing, our visions, that is held back by any vibrations of fear. We ask that that fear is wrapped up, shipped out, moved on, transferred to wisdom, transferred to knowing, transferred to trust that all will be okay, even if we fuck up, even if we say the wrong thing, even if we haven't got that gift or shown up or sent the wrong date on something or the wrong link, whatever it is, that all will be okay, that our heart knows all will be okay. And breathing up to our higher heart, we ask that any kaitiaki or marikura that can keep connecting from the very highest heavens, that they do so now to help us clear. We ask that they move and shift anything at all. And then we also breathe down to the earth, ko rangi, ko papa, ko kaputa, ko rongo, ko tani mahuta, ko tangaroa, ko tū mauteinga, ko haumi tikitiki, ko tāwhiri mātia, tūkunga ki rangi ki runga, ko papatunuku kei raro, kaputa, tīra tangata, ki te whaiao, ki te ao marama, ti hei mauri ora. Through the union of rangi na nui, Father Sky and Papatunuku, our Earth Mother, we honour Rongo, the entity of peace and cultivations, Tane, the Lord and Guardian of the forest, Tangaroa, the Guardian of the Moana, our oceans, Tū Mateinga, Atua of war and conflict, Haumia Tikitiki, authority of uncultivated foods, Tāwhiri Mātia, the Lord of our wind and storms, Rangi, who props us up above, and Papa, who nourishes us from below, and the dimensions of light that sprang forth from this. We honour our life force, and we call on them today to clear anything at all that in this time and vibration and path and place that needs to be cleansed. Our fears, our beliefs, we open up to more allowing and self-approval and self-knowing that all that we do is honoured in that space. Just staying with our body now, we ask that anything at all in our upper irongo, in our internal fields and our external fields, that they're cleansed and cleared, wrapping up any kehoa, kohatu, any non-sovereign energies, any belief systems of others that were picked up internally and externally. Ko tau, ko te pō nui, ko te pō roa, ko te pō awe awe, ko te pō matatau, ko te pō urongo, ko te pō kawekawe, ko te pō henehene, ko te pō uia, ko te pō tukutuku, ko te pō tifatipa, ko te pō uriuri, ko te pō taia. For us to enter the first dawn of enlightenment, the long engagement that sustains us, we call on our garment of protection. The night of long understanding, we hear every silence, inspired actualities, creating elements within gravity, bringing about awareness. We relinquish any useless dynamics, any conspicuous standouts, anything classified as our worst nightmare. We ask to be able to discern. Kei te heke wai ngā romiromi o kupu tauira, kupu tairangi, ko runga ki te auparia e whai rā nei e nei. Kei te toko tina haimata, kari he toa o mau e riti ki tina, tā maua ki a tina. Tēnei te kura o nuku nei o ngā raukia, ko inei ngā korero mō tō iwi tuarongo. Kei te maua, kei te tūroa, hai te tō kuana. Ko te romiromi, te taua te au te purira, hoki mai te tina tīnana. In these unsettling and unchanging incomplete indiscretions, know what our expectations are, we experience them and we move on. We mobilise our individual decisions towards the notion of whakanoa stability, and ayo, our divine creation and stability. We know without questioning that our clarity is always paramount. We hold and bear the intolerable uses of negative endorsements. They lower our stability, and there is no other loyalty that maintains our advantages. This is the inner being of ourself. We hold fast and are nobly steadfast. Beyond the borders of our brilliance lies neutrality. These are the origins of our human selves, to be inundated with duress and uselessness, knowing that with energetic diversity, cultural diversity, self-diversity, we have relationships beyond our salvation. We parallel our neutral protection, attribute, cooperation, unlimited. Centrality within neutrality is our natural option as we vitalize our journey. And just breathing through all your tinana, all of your body, everyone. We ask that anything at all that's spoken that is destined to be shifted through the body plane before we begin to engage with te rangi o te ao me te rangi o te pō, we ask that that's cleansed and cleared, wrapping it up, shipping it out, moving it on. We ask that anything at all where any small or large part of us thinks that we're not enough, that any small or large part of us feels like we have to do more or be more beyond our essence, we ask that those are cleansed and cleared, wrapping them up, shipping them out, moving them on. We ask that anywhere where there is energetic support, energetic upliftment available that we are ready to open up to, but maybe have not had the codes or the language or the energy or the knowing to do so, we ask that those pathways begin to open for us now here today. We ask that each person receives the direct lineage that is for them. We don't ask for any confusion with other people's lineages. We ask that that diversity is honored, both in gender, in culture, in our ways of being. We, in this time, dismantle hierarchy that don't serve. We call in respect at every aspect. We see beyond the masks that others wear and that we ourselves wear. And when we choose to put them on in our safety, we ask that we are always aware that we are on the earth and of the stars, that they're both about, these are our lineages. We call forth the energy of the stars to nourish the earth, and we ask that anywhere where the brothers and sisters of the stars and the brothers and sisters of the earth are at odds, that those kehoa and kohatu are cleansed and cleared, and if they need to be within our potoku manawa, our central pillar, that they are also. Breathing into the cells, into the blood and the DNA, we ask that that's cleared. We ask that our ori ori, our sacred lullaby, our sacred song that we are to express in this lifetime, that that becomes clearer and clearer with each word, with each moment, with each breath, with each touch, with each time that we step on our path. We ask that anything at all, any way we express, any way we sound, that that's all safe. Ko te tanui, ko te taroa ki, te paupau tākiri toa, he kā puwhai ure, he kā puwhai a te kapāki ki te rangi, turupai ki te whenua, he hoa mata, he hoa ara, he pūti te ki te raure ki te whatatai ora, ke re ko te iho, he mātua tō te taure ki taure he pōheringa, tui i te mārungi te kapinga, hei oho mairangi, nā e iho e. And I send out my kaitiaki, my tipuna, those who have allowed me into the heavens to begin preparing for us as we emerge into the heavens. I'm going to keep clearing a little bit on the earth plane through our body and our energy fields. We ask that our homes, our cars, our families are deeply protected in this time of change. We ask that our homes are lifted up, our cars are lifted up, everything's lifted up spiritually, washed out through the earth, through the skies and in and around. We ask that all kehoa kohatu, everything at all that needs to be cleansed and cleared, is wrapped up, shipped out, moved on, transferred to wisdom. We ask that every piece of land that we step on receives the light and the blessings and the activations that we have, if it's for them. We ask that our children, our cousins, our family, anyone who's feeling pain or fear or scared, that they are blessed in this time. We wrap up their kehoa kohatu, those non-sovereign energies weaving with them. So even and especially if they aren't aware of them or if it's just their way of being, we ask that those are cleansed and cleared. We ask that any of our loved ones who are going through hardships at the moment, that that is cleansed and cleared for them on our behalf. As we especially and as we enter into the heavens and our vibrations change and we engage differently with our walk on the earth, we ask that we become able to communicate with them in a language that meets them with the light that we hold, even if they don't realize it, that they receive a blessing every time they're in our presence. We ask that all the vibrations of change and shift are cleansed and clear. We ask that any space where we need to have access to our Akashic records to be grounded in truth here, that that's open to us now. E noho wāinganui pō tangatanga pūri a mai te mauri, te rongo. Nā tikitiki aorangi, tōna noho, tāpa marikura awhi, tirahia te matariki e reho mai ana. Kei te taumata o tipua, kā rahi mai te marama whakatau, nā te kupu whakiheke o nehe, te uwharongo mai, kia mai e te tai ao. Anyone sitting within the dense dark, grasping the essence of balance, our highest heavens is our resting place. Guided by the female element, gazing at the rise of Matariki, any ancestral summits, greeting new beginnings. Within our womb descended the original female essence balancing the world. We ask that anything at all around our awa atua, our river of the gods, our bleed, our period time that we need to clear, that that's cleansed and cleared, wrapping it up, shipping it up, moving it on, including for descendants and legacy. We ask that any energies or denseness sitting within the process of bleeding or any emotions that we purify, if there's a way to nourish them, to care for them, to understand them in a lighter way, we ask that we can do so. We ask that anywhere where the feminine has been told she's not enough or that that's not a natural way to be, and anywhere we've lost our natural rhythm in the balance of our masculine and feminine energies, we call on the atua. A marikura whatukura o ngā tipuna, awhiana mai tautuko mai anai anai, whakawāti o tātou awa atua, o tātou ikura. We cleanse and clear our bleed cycle, we cleanse and clear our bellies, our wombs, our birth cycle. We ask that pūhanga and all the atua of birthing support us to cleanse our bodies, our tinana, our visions, our creativity today, and our ori ori. ia i te whai tamatū, tama ora, whakao ho hātia atu taro māhiki, nā honga whai muri, i puka puka a whākaro ai, i tiputupu whakorai, o te manawa whenua, o te mātua manawa tangata. We nurture our humanity, we present our gifts in humble love. For the following generations, we call on life determination, growth determination. For our sovereign self, land, people, family, all elements of life. Just breathing deeply, letting anything shift and clear. We ask permission as we breathe to enter the heavens today. Feeling the karanga or the call of Ngārangi o te pō, the terrestrial heaven, the heaven of the night. And the name of this heaven is Mauna Riki, Mauna Riki. Feeling the call of Mauna Riki, feeling where she calls us. Mahi tika, kotahi te mahi. Choose, commit, do it or don't. And the kaitiaki or guardian, just sensing or feeling the vibration or sensing or feeling this energy arise. Rongo marae roa. Rongo marae roa. So even though we had these deep clearings this morning and we've got lots of emotions, this heaven is, this layer of these heavens, Te Rangi o Te Ame, Te Rangi o Te Pō, have a lot of connection to peace and balance. So rongo, our peace. Marae is our forehead, so our long, peaceful forehead. It's also the god of kumara. And the reason that the peace is connected is that we can cultivate our gardens, our kumara, our potatoes, and eat these well in times of peace. So rongo mai rai roa, our long, peaceful forehead. Rongo ma rai roa. And it said that rongo mai rai roa was chosen to come on a celestial waka to earth over Ariki Noanoa, the peaceful firm. So kumara was chosen in this instance over Ariki Noanoa. As the god to guard us safely on the earth. Just allowing the vibration of rongo marae roa. Of learning, the higher school of learning, the whare wānanga from this heaven, Mauna Riki. Hau whenua, hau whenua. And whenua is land, and hau can mean to catch, so a really big, big catching of land, sort of like a net catching. Vision I'm getting as I'm talking to is like stars in the earth, that the stars are in the sky, but there's also stars in the earth. So we ask Kau Whenua, the high school of learning, anywhere we're not open yet to receiving the stars of the earth, we ask those to enter our essence and enter our being on this heaven of Mauna Hariki with the support of our Kaitiakia guardian, Rumo Mara Iroa, and with this Pariwananga Hau Minua. We call forth the energies of any cleansing of our cycle. We open up to receive, trust, more of our karaputra, our ancient wisdom and knowing. We call in more energy of self-respect and self-love and self-worth. And we ask that this is activated and cleansed for our descendants, our legacy, our whakapapa, forwards, back, front, sideways, and our homes and our lands. Aroha tu, aroha mai. Love gifted is love received. So we give these blessings to others as well. Oho te, oho te, o ngā rangi o te pō. We ask to journey towards the celestial heavens. We mihi and acknowledge as we go past. Rangi nui e tu iho nei. Apa pohui hewa, apa pohoro kema, tauru rangi, papa tonuku I takato nei, tāne, huake, rangi tāmuku, apu poha kora, apu pohi rangi, whare kora, apa o tini whenua, haumi e tukitukui, kupu puka te rangi. And we enter the third celestial heavens, nā rangi o te ao, rangi. Also teaching us that which is beyond our understanding. Rangi para uri. And rangi is the heavens or the skies. Para is to cleanse, and uri is our lineage. So we ask today deeply to cleanse anything at all that we can connect into our lineage that needs to be cleansed. And in the cleansing, I also ask that their knowing is activated too, and their protection until at the time they're ready to receive their kākano or their seeds. Teaches us on the layer of mourning, the school of mourning, but allow her to share what she needs and wants to share with you today. Apa tangi kura. And I ask anywhere where those in our ropu, in our group here today, in this school, not unnecessarily, but that the denseness feels more heavy than it needs to be, I ask that that's uplifted from their blood, their bones, their cells, their DNA, their whakapapa, past lives, Akashic records, parallel lives. Wrapping it up, shipping it out, moving it on. And I ask where any of our whānau, any of our family are in this upper tangikura school or learning or level of mourning, that they have more insight and respect for themselves and how deep this actually is. Ohutea, ohutea, te whakaro me maturanga, o api te apa tangikura. We call forth the maturanga, the oko, the gifts from apa tangikura. And I'm sensing that Apa Tangikura first wants to weave with you a little bit on her own. She wants to take you to the Whare Wānanga, the higher school of learning on Rangi Parauri. Ngā roto. Ngā roto. Ngā roto. Ngā roto. Within, within, within. And I want to leave you there for a little while. I ask that your ori ori, your sacred pulse, your sacred lullaby can be deeply received. Your uniqueness, your individuality, your way of pulsing and moving. And then sensing Apa Tangikura, a Marikura, a feminine celestial being calling on her masculine celestial being counterpart, her whatukura, apa kaupata arangi, and kaupata is the teller of legends, the teller of stories, the keeper of ancient wisdom, apa kaupata arangi. So while apa tangikura, our feminine energy, sings us home, apa kaupata arangi chants us home, and I'm also going to call in Hini Te Tama, the first woman of the earth, today while we're in Naruto. So feeling and sensing the energies of Ngarangi o te ao me te rangi o te pōtoru, our third heavens, Rangi Para Uri, Rangi Para Uri, and our Marekura, Apa Tangi Kura, Apa Tangi Kura, and our Whatukura, Apu, Apa Kauwhata Arangi, Apa Kauwhata Arangi. And their whare wānanga, their school of learning, ngā roto, ngā roto. We ask that you can see anything at all you need to see now. Tawarero marikura patukura, whakawātea, whakawātea, whakawātea o tātou heiringa, o tātou takehia i te rangi o te ama, te rangi o te pō. Ohotea o tawa hakehiwi, o tawa maturanga te tapu, mairia. Hei onoa kuira tangata, ko marikura. Tēnei. ask that any seeds in the heart, the body, the mind of doubt, fear, grief, sadness, distraction, uncertainty, betrayal that needs to be cleared while we're connected into these heavens, that that's done now. We also call on Maunariki, Rungo Marairo, and Hau Whenua to support. Ko te heki wāinga romiromi, o kupu taurangi, ka rongo ki te auparia, e a whairau rā nei. Kei te tuko o tēnei haimata, kare he toa mō erite ki tēnā, ta maua ki a tēnā, tēnei te kura o nuku nei o ngā raukia, ko inei ngā kōrero mō te iwi tuarongo, kei te mawat, kei te tūroa, hai te tuakana, ko te romingromi, te tawate o te purira, hoki mai ki tēnei tīnana, and our unchanging and unsettling indiscretions. We clear our expectations, experience them, move on. We mobilize our individual decisions, calling in the notion of stability. We know without question, our clarity is always paramount. We hold and bar the intolerant uses of negative endorsements. These lower our stability. There is no other loyalty, maintaining other advantage than our inner being and self. To her, we hold fast and nobly steadfast. Beyond the brilliance lies neutrality. These are our origins, perspecting our human selves without the inundation and duress of uselessness. Knowing with energetic diversity, we have a relationship with these marikura and whatakura, our haimata, our vital points and our romiromi that begins our salvation. We parallel these and are protected in a cooperation unlimited. Centrality within neutrality is a natural option to vitalize our journey. And for me, that means our body, our hearts, our minds, our spirits, our journey through the heavens are as equal as any energy that we weave with. They teach us and we teach them. Ko tau, ko te pōnui, the first dawn of enlightenment. Ko te pōroa, the long engagement that sustains us. Ko te pō aue aue, the garment of protection. Ko te pō mātātou, the long turn of understanding. Ko te pō urongo, the hearing of every silence. Ko te pō kawekawe, inspired actualities. Ko te pō hinahina, created elements within gravity. Ko te pō uia, bring about awareness. Ko te pō tukutuku, we are to relinquish useless dynamics. Ko te pō tifatifa, conspicuous standout. Ko te pō uri uri, sometimes classified as your worst nightmare. Ko te pō taia, but we are still able to decide and discern. And just taking some deep breaths, beautiful ones. I'm going to read out all the names again, just to see if any gifts want to be received for you. So, Ngārangi o Te Pō, our heaven of the night, or our terrestrial heaven. The name or kupu is Maunariki. The kaitiaki or guardian is Rongo Marairoa. The whare wānanga or higher school of learning is Hau Whenua. Breathing in deep gratitude to this kaitiaki, this vibrational heaven, and our ngārangi o te ao, our celestial heaven, is Rangi Parauri, and the marikura or feminine celestial being, Apatangikura, and our male celestial being, Apatukura, Apa Kaufata Arangi, and our higher school of learning, our whare wānanga, Ngāroto, deep within. So as we breathe through that vibration, breathing in through the nose and releasing everything out through the mouth that we need to today. And breathing in through our forehead, And releasing everything from her that needs to clear. And breathing through our yoni, our vagina. And releasing anything that needs to move there. And breathing through our womb space. And releasing anything that needs to move there. And breathing through our feet, opening up the grounding and curiosity and connection to Papatūānuku Mother Earth. And breathing deeply, returning to the space, taking your time to wriggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, slowly opening your eyes.